Have you ever tried or wanted to try pig slop? No, I doubt you have. See, God has blessed us so much to where we don't really have to worry what our next meal is going to be. We might not know what it is, like we don't know if we're going to go to this restaurant or that restaurant, but we know it's going to be something good. We know it's going to be something we want and something we're going to enjoy. We're about to learn about this man who had a good life. He was wealthy, but he went out to the world and he threw away all that he had. He wasted it all. In fact, he got to the point where he would have loved to just fill his stomach up on pig slop. You probably already know where I'm going with this. It's Luke 15. Let's go ahead and turn there. Luke chapter 15. Luke 15. Luke chapter 15, we're going to begin by reading verses 11 through the end of the chapter. Then he said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.' So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and then he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf.' But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, 'Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It is right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.'" This is often called the parable of the prodigal son. And there's nothing wrong with that, as it does talk about the son, and he is in there. But it's not really about the son. It's about the father. When Jesus tells a parable, we're told why he's telling the parable. If you look back and starting in verse 1 with me, of this chapter, it says, "Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, 'This man receives sinners and eats with them.'" So he and if you look in verse 3, it says, "So he spoke this parable to them." So that's why Jesus is telling this parable. Now, back to the son. It is important of how he leaves his father and comes back to him. But that's not really what Jesus is wanting us to see. He wants us to see how the father reacts when his son comes back. We see that when his son is coming back, that the father runs out to him and he rejoices with him. And that's what Jesus is telling us. He's telling us that we are all sinners. And that when we are ready to repent, God will be there and he wants us to come back to him and he will rejoice. Now before this parable, we have two more parables. We're not going to go over them, but if you look back in verse 10 with me, it says, "Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." So right there we see again that when we do come back to God, there will be joy amongst the angels of God. So tonight, if you are standing in the need of salvation, if you are tired of chasing after leftovers, of chasing after pig slop, if you come to God, He will rejoice with you and we will have a great feast in heaven. If you already have come to God, but if you've fallen away, it still applies. When you come back to Him, He will rejoice. But whatever your need may be, make your way forward as together we stand and sing.